The Surrealists believed profound discoveries can be made during simple activities that distract the mind. They distrusted ideas that were rational or ego-driven, so they embraced game-playing. Just as automatic writing was a weapon to use against narrative logic, collective drawing challenged the idea of an individual artist. The blind execution of a work by three or four different hands drew upon the unconscious, childhood, and humor. Based on a 19th century children's game called Consequences, the exquisite corpse can be played through writing or visual images. Three or four people gather at a table, and a sheet of paper is folded. The first person draws the head of a creature, then folds the paper so the next person only sees the lines that show where the neck is. The second person draws the shoulders and chest, and so on. In the end, an image of a new creature is created collectively. Often, the exquisite corpse surprises because of its uncanny coherence. Max Ernst called this collaborative process mental contagion. These drawings reveal the marvelous, that spontaneous form of beauty the Surrealists prized over everything else. Between 1924 and 1949, the Surrealists produced more than 200 exquisite corpses.